This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A political scientist believes if Ralph Thorne joins the DLP, it would benefit the party. Teachers at Leicester Vaughan School want online classes until environmental issues there are addressed. The DLP is calling for issues at Leicester Vaughan to be addressed during the school break. A pediatrician concerned that not enough current data is available to address childhood obesity in the region. Grenada has evoked an oil spill hazard protocol, and Kansas City Police have linked the Super Bowl rally shooting to a dispute, not extremism. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines believes if opposition leader Ralph Thorne joins the Democratic Labour Party, it could be a significant benefit to the party. Her comments follow claims that Mr. Thorne would be submitting his membership papers to the party headquarters today. Dr. Hines explained that this move could allow the party to claim funds entitled to the opposition.
It will change some of the power dynamics inside of the political party. So it will be interesting. He may be able to attract new members to the party, and that could be useful for the party. And as I have said in other places, I think this could open the ability for the Democratic Labour Party to access the government subvention. They should be able to make a case for accessing this subvention on the basis of being a party that contested the last general election and that has a seat in the parliament.
She believes that the DLP will have to make internal changes if Mr. Thorne joins.
He can remain the president, and that would mean that this presidency would primarily be a sort of administrative role or function, while Mr. Thorne, sitting as the opposition leader in the House of Assembly, would take on more the character of the political leader. And that's part of the reason why I said that it will lead to some changes within the DLP. It will change the dynamic in there because there will have to be some kind of arrangement or agreement as to how these individuals are going to share power and responsibilities inside of the party. So I think we need to hear from the DLP.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. Teachers at the Leicester Vaughan School want classes to be held online until the environmental issues plaguing the school are addressed. Yesterday, several teachers walked off the job and called in sick over outstanding environmental issues. The Barbados Union of Teachers shop steward at Leicester Vaughan School, Alwyn Babb, said the Education Ministry could consider relocating classes to another facility, especially for students preparing for CXE exams.
In light of the tests that have to be done, they're asking that the teachers and students be removed from this environment until the experts are sure what is happening, especially for those persons who are preparing for CSE exams. They have even suggested in meetings that they can return to a period of online until we are sure what is happening on the compound.
Barbados Union of Teachers shop steward at Leicester Vaughan School, Alwyn Babb. The Democratic Labour Party wants the Ministry of Education to use the Easter break to address a number of environmental issues at the island's schools. This suggestion came just after 30 teachers at Leicester Vaughan School walked off the job yesterday over environmental issues, while some others also called in sick. The DLP's Shadow Minister on Education, Felicia Dujon, says such issues are concerning and should be taken more seriously. She also hopes those affected students and teachers seek medical help to avoid any serious illness.
We are hoping that the closure will allow teachers and allow students to take the time to get whatever kind of medical evaluation that is necessary, because we are seeing that teachers and as well as students are falling ill. The Minister of Education need to take that matter more seriously, and we are appealing to the Prime Minister to look very quickly into that matter, because we cannot have students and teachers falling ill to the environmental matters within schools. We are hoping that some environmental investigations are done at all public schools.
She hopes alternatives can be put in place.
Again, we are appealing to those that are responsible for the safety and wellness of our children while in school to ensure that the environment is conducive, and to plan and to advocate or to enact alternative matters or alternative schools or locations for those individuals and for those schools.
The Democratic Labour Party's Shadow Minister on Education, Felicia Dujon. A pediatrician is raising concern about the lack of research on childhood obesity in the region. Associate Dean of External Affairs at Ross University School of Medicine, Dr. Rhonda McIntyre, says there's been an increase in young children presenting with obesity. She explained that research is currently not up to date to adequately address the issue.
I think this area is wide open for more scholarly work to be done in the pediatric population in the region, even here in Barbados. And the last set of statistics were published in 2015. So that's not recent. And we have seen anecdotally, as a pediatrician myself, I am a pediatrician, that anecdotally I have seen a growing concern amongst within the profession, as well as the medical profession, not just pediatricians, regarding the increase in just kids who are coming in, not just overweight, but obese from a young age.
Highlighting the long-term effects of obesity, Dr. McIntyre says it is important to treat the disease from early childhood.
It's not only the fact that we know these kids are more likely to go on to be obese adults. The effects of obesity on other aspects of health, diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, and cardiovascular disease is probably one of the most important ones. These effects are taking place from a very young age. And some of them may not be reversible. So it's a very serious problem when you think about it. If a child comes in and they're already obese, and we know this is taking a toll on them from the point of view of their cardiovascular health, that could affect them long term. It's almost as if I'm making a case for saying we need to treat obesity from early childhood.
Associate Dean of External Affairs at Ross University School of Medicine, Dr. Rhonda McIntyre. The government of Grenada has evoked the tenets of its oil spill hazard specific protocol following news from Trinidad and Tobago that oil from the oil spill last Wednesday has reached the island's marine space. Trinidad and Tobago's weather center stated that the oil spill has now spread out of TNT's marine waters into Grenada's southern marine area. The latest data from high-resolution satellite imagery indicates the possible oil slick has spread over 100 kilometers west of Tobago. A news release issued by the Grenada National Disaster Management Agency said the government is currently in contact with the government of Trinidad and Tobago through their Ministry of Foreign Affairs to ascertain the extent to which the oil slick is likely to affect Grenada. And finally, a quarrel among several people sparked the shooting spree in Kansas City, Missouri, that killed a woman and wounded 22 people after a celebration of the city's NFL Super Bowl victory. Police have ruled out any apparent links to extremism. Three people, including two minors, were detained as subjects in the investigation, and that was reported by Police Chief Stacey Graves at a press conference the day after gunfire erupted in the vicinity of the city's historic downtown rail station. A third detainee, also a juvenile who was determined not to be involved, was later released, and that's according to spokesperson Elena Gonzalez. Police were working with juvenile prosecutors to review the evidence and determine applicable charges against the two teenagers still held in custody. The police chief told reporters several firearms had been recovered from the shooting scene. Recapping the headlines, a political scientist believes if Ralph Thorne joins the DLP, it would benefit the party. Teachers at Lestevon School want online classes until environmental issues there are addressed. The Democratic Labour Party is calling for the issues at Lestevon School to be addressed during the school break. A pediatrician concerned that there's not enough current data available to look at childhood obesity in the region. Grenada has evoked an oil spill hazard protocol, and Kansas City police have linked the Super Bowl rally shooting to a dispute and not extremism. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.